Starks just did limited, did the pre-practice work, did the initial individual work. Based on what they tell me, he's similar to the week he was in Detroit. So we're going to give him up to the game time. We'll probably work him out early at Arrowhead. So we'll give him the 48 hours to get ready.
Mike, are you surprised, given what you said earlier in the week, that Ryan Pickett was not able to pass his?
Based on the information given early in the week, yes. I am a little bit surprised, but, you know, obviously with these type of injuries, you always take the high side of caution.
Is he
going
to make the trip?
Ryan Pickett will not make the trip, yeah.
What scene does he have to do?
We're going to take Brandon up until the game, so he's closer. Really, when we get to the field Sunday morning, those are the two guys we need to evaluate. Hopefully, I'll know about Josh sitting tomorrow, so we'll have a determination on Josh. Josh practiced today. He looked fine, but, you know, Friday practice is a little different than Wednesday and Thursday. So,
did they take some exertion tests? Is that how that works?
There's different levels of testing, and we will complete, you know, the evaluation Sunday morning. Well, I'm hopeful, you know, at least one of those two guys can go, and but, you know, we're ready to go. If you think about it, we've gone with four running backs here in the past when we had the three fullbacks on our roster, so we feel like we're in good shape.
Kind of guy like Ryan Taylor helps. I know I think he played some fullback in college, and I mean, I guess maybe all the tight ends.
Well, really, the tight end position, the fullback position, to me, in a lot of ways, is the same, just the way they're utilized. It's really part of the reason why we went to five tight ends. I think they have even more flexibility than your traditional fullback body type. So, we'll obviously have all four of our tight ends up.
Mike, where do you feel Josh is at after seeing him in the last 3 days?
He's at the point, really. Josh Sin's at the point where it's, you know, how does he feel? So, I mean, I think it's, he's a veteran player. I mean, no one knows his body better than he does. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow after being on that. You know, being on the turf 3 days is probably not the ideal situation to come back off an injury. But if he can, you know, press through these last 3 days, then I think he'd be ready to go.
Mike, is he ready to go? We start him, or if he's not ready to start, we don't.
Good question. That's something we need to talk about here. You know, at 1 o'clock. Whether, you know, do we put him on a rep count like we do with AJ? This is a different injury. You know, AJ's injury, I would classify as a fatigue injury. So I felt it was important for him to come back at a certain number of reps. This is, you know, obviously a knee sprain, so that's not as much as a concern.
There's a story in USA Today that Tom Clemens is going to be interviewed by phone. I think it said today by Penn State. Can you confirm that? And then also, did they want to send a delegation here to interview him in person or somewhere else? And how do you feel if that's true?
I'm not aware of any interview that to take place today. And as far as, you know, Tom as a candidate, I think he'd be an outstanding candidate. So I do not know what Penn State's plans are. I've had zero communication with anybody from Penn State.
How do you feel about a phone interview or a in-person interview with a college for one of your assistants?
How I feel? I think it's a great opportunity. You know, I think Penn State University is a great opportunity. I think Tom would be an outstanding candidate. You know, I have three siblings that graduated from Penn State, so he'd have the McCarthy vote as far as the, you know, him being the next head coach there. But the process of individuals being hired this time of year, I think the college administrators in the National Football League have been very practical and respectful of each other's schedule. So I'm not concerned, as far as the timing of it, if that's what you're asking me.
Mike, what happened with, refresh my memory, what happened with Jags in 06?
The timing?
Yeah. Do you remember how that went?
You know, I really don't. I want to say maybe they did it on a weekend I do not recall. I don't know if it was a Friday night or something. No, they came here. Yeah, it was the interview process took place in town here.
And then when he got the job, was it after the season had ended by the time they actually hired him? Because he didn't leave before the season was over.
I really don't remember that. I think he got the job before the season ended, then but then, you know, went up there. I don't remember how that went, unfolded.
Mike, a competitor in you, would you be, kind of an odd question, but would you be better off, would you be better, handle it better if a guy like Tom would go to the college ranks versus maybe wind up somewhere else in the NFL and you'd have to compete against him?
Well, I think, I mean, everybody's a competitor, but, you know, these opportunities are few and far between. So I think any time someone that you have, you know, great professional respect and you care about on a personal level has an opportunity, you are excited against them. But the competition is, to me, is a whole other conversation. Would I prefer one of our assistants not to go down the street in our division? Yeah, definitely. That's not ideal, but I'd be excited for him.
Given your success here over the last 2 years, do you anticipate more interest in your members of your staff from outside the
program? I think so. That's the nature of the beast in our business, and we have a lot of guys, you know, that have earned that opportunity. So I would not be surprised by it at all.
Torrey Gurley, I guess, had a chance to go with the Vikings and decided not to. I guess, can you just speak of how much he's progressed?
Yeah, Torrey's done a great job. He's a young, up and coming player. He does a really good job with the opponent part of it, and you know he's an inquisitive young man, which you like to see. So he's really taking advantage of his opportunity in the receiver room and into the quarterback room. So I was very, very pleased that Torrey decided to stay with us.
Mike, at this time a year ago, you were 47-34 as a head coach here. Today you're 66-34. Which is a calendar year since you've lost a game. Are there two or three things you can point to in that stretch as you know, to why you have taken off to this level?
Well, it really comes back to the team, and I think you always have to start with the players. You know, we have a program in place that we're proud of, the structure to give these men an opportunity to grow. But at the end of the day, our players are playing at a higher level than our opponents have to this point. So I think first you got to give the players credit for their development, their consistency, just their work ethic. The assistant coaches have done a great job. You know, it's something that we challenged each other at the beginning of the season. You know, we felt that we earned the right to say that we were the best coaching staff in the National Football League, and the team that holds up the trophy can make that statement. And that's our goal again this year. So, but you know, ultimately it comes down to the players playing the games, and I think our guys have been very, very consistent in their approach, and are just playing at a high level.
Two more. Has Corliss had surgery yet? Is there a preliminary timetable when he might
heal up? I saw him today. He didn't have the surgery yet because I know he's on crutches, but his spirits are high. But it should be within a week, right? No timetable, because they said it was going to be about, you know, 2 weeks just to let everything settle down. So he's here in town going through rehab.
Is he kind of, I know it's probably way too early to be asking this, but would he be back for the start of camp next year, or do you have any idea along those lines?
I'll let you ask our doctors that question, okay? You can experience what I experience. So I'm just trying to get guys on the field for Sunday. But history would tell you he would go into camp restricted. You know, he'd probably go into training camp and just, you know, he probably wouldn't pass his physical there at the start of training camp. That's what history would tell you. That's usually the way we go. Just kind of break him in and through individuals, and at some point, then he would fully be released.
Mike, is DJ the guy for Bishop?
I'm sorry?
Is DJ the guy for Bishop this week?
Is DJ Smith?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get into specifics, but we have a couple different ways we're, you know, looking to play that inside linebacker group. So we're ready to go a couple different directions.